boat, and fishing vessel owners will likely be required to meet new registration and title requirements next year. The change is part of Senate Bill 92, which passed through the state legislature this week. The bill aims to give the state, municipalities, and individuals more tools to hold owners of derelict and abandoned vessels legally liable. KBBI's Aaron Bolton has more.
The Senate sent the bill to Governor Bill Walker's desk Thursday after the House passed the legislation earlier this week. The bill makes three significant changes. It would make it easier to track vessel ownership via state boat registration requirements and a new titling program. It also lowers the legal bar to hold derelict vessel owners liable and would create a derelict vessel prevention program. Alaska Association of Harbor Masters and Port Administrators Executive Secretary Rachel Lord worked with a statewide task force to craft the bill. She says the new registration and title requirements would create a better paper trail for vessel ownership.
It ends up people saying, oh, no, that's not my boat. That's that guy's boat. I sold it to him yesterday for, you know, $15 on a bar napkin. And it sounds kind of silly and trite, but it happens all the time all over the state.
Currently, federally documented vessels are not required to register with the state, but that would change under the new law. Non-federally documented boats over 24 feet would also be required to have a title of ownership. Homer Harbormaster Brian Hawkins also worked on the state task force. He says the bill would specifically help ports and harbors track down owners of federally documented boats at risk of becoming a problem, which he says tend to be old commercial fishing vessels.
We didn't know how many documented vessels were actually operating in the state, and it's that fleet that oftentimes would become the future derelict vessels, so, you know, some of those as they just age out.
The bill also allows the state and municipalities to impose civil penalties, and individuals could take action against owners of derelict vessels in civil court. Currently, derelict vessel owners can only be charged criminally, but the law also imposes stiffer penalties for those found guilty. Holly Wells is Homer City attorney and is a shareholder at Birch, Horton, Bittner, and Shiro in Anchorage. Wells helped the task force craft the bill's language, and she says the legislation not only lowers the legal bar, but it also clears the path for small communities and villages to give notice, impound, and scrap derelict boats. Portions of the bill would not go into effect right away. It tasked the State Department of Natural Resources with creating a derelict vessel prevention program, which would be funded by title fees. Hawkins says the program's largest undertaking would be creating a cradle-to-grave plan for vessels in an effort to make sure vessels are disposed of properly.
When you look at the fleet with a critical eye, you'll realize that it is aging. There's a lot of vessels that are getting, you know, in the 30s, 40s, 50-year-old range. And many of these will eventually become vessels that will need to be disposed of.
It's not clear when the bill might be signed into law, but Governor Walker has 90 days to either approve or reject the legislation. The bill would go into effect January 1st, 2019. Reporting in Homer, I'm Aaron Bolton.